glad our songs on this trip were from the Who's Next album. And the Who's Next album, which is obviously one of the most popular, or probably the best put together album that we did in a conventional sense, actually grew out of a very unconventional project which was called Lifehouse. It was all about the internet. Remember, this is 1971. This song we're about to play is very specifically about information being relayed from person to person in a very private and intimate way, sharing the joys of rock and roll. It's called Relay.
Thank you. I'll be too long, feel safe. Take the heart of the Lord.
it's a good sound of you. I was just described, I was wondering what was wrong. But I realised it's a pretty good sound. No, it is for a shell. Oh, come on, they're all fucking shells, these places. They've been built for, you know, we've been playing a whole string of shells, but this is a slightly better than usual shell. But my sound. We should celebrate this epic musical history. Thank you. spoke about Lifehouse early on. This is a song that was also submitted, about 20 songs to this project, and we were going to do a double album, then we did a single album. But this is a song which didn't get onto that album. It's really good song. It, quite a few songs didn't get on that album that maybe should have done. Some of them would have made more sense. Pure and Easy, if they'd been on that record, would have been helpful. This one was released a few years later, around 73, 74, on a BBC type of EP thing. And it's called Don't Even Know Myself.
Oh,
I'm sure you all think you know the story of Gorofina, but actually it's not much like it is in the movie really, because I think what happens on the album is that we don't really know whether Jimmy finds what it is that he's looking for. We don't even really know what he's looking for. We just know that he's fucked off with everything that he's got. This is called Drown. We'll be right back. 70s, you probably know that we were involved in a few rather weird bits of shit. Our drummer died, and we were at a concert, and some kids died at a concert, and we got a bit mixed up, we lost our way. And, you know, we always knew we were a great live band, and that's why we're back here today. You know, there's no question that it got harder and harder and harder to write for The Who, because they're such a big one. You know, I had the job, very, very challenging band to write for. And this was our last hit in the UK and in America. I can remember, I talked to one out of U2 the other day on the phone, and he was getting his hair done, and I said, "So, you're getting your hair done, you must be going on Top of the Pops." And they are, they're fucking going on Top of the Pops. Fucking tossers. But you know, they'll get a hit. This is our last hit, and we went on Top of the Pops, didn't we? It's called You Bear, You Bear. They didn't ask us back.
Oh,
songs I've written about identity crisis, my identity crisis, your identity crisis. This one is about God's identity crisis. I've written songs about God as well. And this one is Who the Fuck Are You, God?
Yeah.
anyway, got a feeling now. Jimmy goes looking for something, and I don't know, it might be God, I suppose. He doesn't really know what he's looking for. He's pissed off with his girlfriend, pissed off with the mob movement, pissed off because he smashed up his scooter, pissed off with his job, pissed off with the government, just generally pissed off. Roger often reminds me that when, in the time that pedophilia was set, you know, things weren't really all that bad in our neighbourhood. At least people had lots of work to do. But, you know, it's not about having a job, it's about what goes on in here that matters. And Jimmy was looking for that. And he went and got on a train. Do that happily.
Yeah!
since 1979. Play with me first in 76. This is the extraordinary John Eric Baldrick! Having this round of difficult seat to fill is the drums. And this gentleman does it so brilliantly well. He knew Keith when Keith was alive. This man was quite young at the time. Learned some good things and gladly unlearned some bad things. This is the extraordinary Zach Stucky!
It's alright. Just remember what you've done. We need Thank you. Just come on!